This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the morning run with Xiaoning and Chuang. And very shortly, we're going to be having a little chat on the Malaysian REIT sector with Loong Kok Wen, senior analyst at RHB Research. She's also the regional head of property there, of course. But before that, Chuang, how's Bursa looking now?
Well, the KLCI has decided to take a change in direction and go from the red path to the green path. It is now up by 0.2%, and that's because the rubber glove guys have also changed tack. You've got Top Glove, Sumax, Caplus, and Comfort all in the green now, having earlier been in the red due to profit taking and the Sputnik effect.
Well, clearly, you know, markets are saying, maybe the vaccine won't come out as soon, or maybe some people think there's value to be found and some bottom fishing. Hence, like you say, the glove stocks are in the green at this current moment. But let's see how it ends at 5 p.m. today. But meanwhile, we did say we were going to look at the Malaysian REIT sector because last week, the Securities Commission announced that it was raising the gearing limit for Malaysian REITs from 50 to 60% effective immediately. In light of COVID-19, the idea is that it would provide REITs with greater cash flow, flexibility, and enable the management of REITs' debt and capital structures.
Well, in other words, they're helping the property sector to come out of its comatose situation. But this doesn't really come as a surprise because considering the REITs in Singapore were also allowed to raise their gearing to up to 50% from 45% in April, they have become less stringent than we have.
So for a view on what this might mean for the Malaysian REIT sector, we speak to Loong Kok Wen, Regional Head of Property at RHB Research. Thank you for joining us this morning, Kok Wen. Now, the SC has, like we said, recently increased the gearing levels. Why do you think this was the case?
Basically it's to preempt any significant write-down in asset values, in my view. REIT gearing is calculated as total borrowings over total assets. So if your asset value is lower, it means the REIT can potentially breach the previous 50% gearing cap. So if the gearing cap is not raised, REITs that have high gearing will likely call for equity fundraising. Singapore has already raised the gearing limit to 50% from 45% back in April. So in Malaysia here, asset values may have a downward revaluation this year due to the impact of COVID-19 pandemic. Some of the retail properties are already under pressure, as far as we know, due to declining occupancy and also rental reversions. We think hotels will suffer more due to travel restrictions at the moment.
Yeah, Kwan, do you see the Malaysian REIT companies taking advantage of this temporary increase in gearing? Would there be acquisitions maybe in these weak conditions?
Probably not. I think asset injection exercise will likely take a backseat for the time being, and REITs are generally prioritizing survival this year. But of course, if economic growth picks up better, we will likely see some acquisition next year when the market conditions are more conducive.
So, Kok Wen, nonetheless, who stands to benefit from this?
Well, definitely REITs that have high gearing will have more relief as a result of this measure. Under our coverage, it will be like Al Salam, which gearing is above 40%, and its JBCC Comta is currently struggling to boost occupancy rate.
And although lockdowns have eased, which type of REITs do you see vulnerable? Is it retail or office?
Well, retail would be more negatively affected, especially those that have yet to see a return in footfalls since the month of June, July. This will be like those second-tier or mid-sized shopping malls. Office should be relatively more stable compared to retail and hotels. The assets that may potentially see a write-down include, say, KLCC's Mandarin Oriental, Pavilion Restarmen, and also some of CMMT's retail assets.
Your call on the sector remains an overweight. So what are your top picks and why?
Yes, it's overweight call. Our picks are IGB REIT and Axis REIT. Although IGB is a retail REIT, we have seen a significant improvement in shopper traffic since the beginning of RMCO. Hence, numbers should see a rebound when the REIT announces its results in the coming months. As for Axis REIT, it's an industrial REIT which is minimally affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The REIT is also on its acquisition mode, and we expect 1 to 2 more acquisitions this year. So for the sector as a whole, you know, we think the low rate environment is actually very favorable to the REIT players. But of course, you know, given the current health crisis, we urge investors to be rather selective when picking REITs for investment. So, you know, we only choose those REITs that will likely see a recovery, i.e. like IGB REIT and Axis REIT, which is less affected by the pandemic.
Thank you for your time. That was Loong Kok Wen, Regional Head of Property at RHB Research, warning investors, or at least telling investors to be mindful in terms of what they pick, because it's a question of recovery and those that are less impacted by COVID-19, because there has been, of course, a change of behavior. So I think in terms of risk, she sees, ironically, office being less vulnerable, followed by retail, and then, of course, hotel, where, you know, definitely not much inbound tourism at all, so affecting their occupancy rates for sure.
Yeah, I was actually a bit surprised by that statement. And I think I want to also reference the earlier discussion we had with Savills in terms of the state of the property sector. What hasn't really been outlined, well, I guess that definitely by me, is definitely the commercial space, where a lot of people now are considering, you know, the whole idea of working from home is much more amenable than before. So what does this mean? I mean, beyond obviously the rental contracts that offices have signed, I think it's beyond a 3 or 5 year horizon. What happens to those buildings? Because even now, there is a real glut of commercial space. What happens to those spaces? And you've also got a lot of new buildings coming up, including Warisan
TRX,
for example,
and
the PNB Tower.
But her top picks, nonetheless, are IGB REIT, of course, that has Gardens and Mid Valley Mall, which are prime assets, and also Axis REIT, which is an industrial REIT. So she thinks those have the most defensive characteristics.
Well, IGB REIT right now is 178, having come up from the 140, 150 plus levels earlier this year. But they're not cheap. They're still trading at 26 times earnings, and indicatively gross yields are 1.4%. So, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, obviously they say past performance is no indicator of future performance. I think none more so than with retail, especially since you don't really know how shopper patterns will unfold as the months ahead.
Yeah, so watching the next quarter earnings will be a big thing to see whether there's a recovery in terms of footfall traffic, shopper traffic. And, you know, one good indicator, if you want to know whether a REIT has recovered, is actually the car parking. Is it available? If there's a lot of car parking available at Mid Valley over the weekend, then you know recovery has not been there. Meanwhile, Axis REIT this morning is actually up 1 cent this morning to 209. This one is an industrial REIT and has been actually a beneficiary of the e-commerce space. But meanwhile, very quickly, we are looking also at LPI, because their results came out for the second quarter ending 30th of June. They recorded a 3% increase in revenue for the quarter from 387 million ringgit, net increased profit of 9% to 77 million ringgit. But I think the point is the outlook for the general insurance sector remains very challenging. It's going to be growth for gross premiums is going to be anemic on the back of just weaker car sales and also house sales.
Yeah, this insurer is related closely to the public bank sector, isn't it? Because I think that's the insurance arm of the bank. But by way of share price, right now they're trading at $13.98, up by 78 cents on about just 16,000 shares changing hands. Price earnings ratio is about 16.9 times, and indicative gross yield is at 5.1%.
So maybe that's why it's up 78 cents this morning. But that's all the corporate news we have for you this morning. We're heading into the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin, so stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.